This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here for one more day with our special guest this week, and it's really been a lot of fun and very inspiring. Patrick Rice is the co-founder and executive director of Encounter Ministries, and we've had a full week of extraordinary stories, understanding about what the ministry is about. We're going to dedicate today to just stories of how we've seen the Lord work and the signs and wonders and what God can do and what He wants to do in your life. And He wants you to get involved. He wants you to be engaged in His mission. Time is short, friends. We're all going to be dead before you know it. The Bible says life is short. It's a passing shadow. And every one of us who's baptized into Christ, I don't care who you are, what little education you have, you are called, and the Lord wants you to come into an understanding of what He's given you that you don't even know about yet. Amen. So welcome back, Patrick.
Thank you, Peter. It's so good to be here this week, man.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's rich. It's rich. So let's just share some stories of, I want you to start, and just share some stories of how you've seen the Lord work in many ways to bring healing, freedom, deliverance, empowering people into mission. Whatever stories are in your heart at the moment, just share. Yeah. I know there's a ton of them.
Yeah, it's just, it kind of goes back, like I mentioned yesterday, that at the Encounter School, we teach, equip, and activate disciples to demonstrate the love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit in their spheres of influence. So the way we see it, and you kind of come to see it, is wherever I have influence, that's my mission field, my ground. So when I'm at my home, my kids, I'm building them up. When I'm out doing errands, I'm always looking for being led by the Holy Spirit. The children of God are those who are led by the Holy Spirit to make Jesus known. And so I'm always looking for opportunities. And actually, the one that comes to mind is last month, a good friend of mine, Father Patrick Gagnon, who's one of our associate leaders at Encounter, we were invited to do the Croatian National Charismatic Conference. It was being held in Mostar in Bosnia, for Croat-speaking Bosnia. There were about 2,000 people there, and we got to do their conference. It was amazing. Actually, one crazy thing happened. They had their upper church. It was the largest church in the whole region, and the upper church held 1,500 people, and they had a lower church, a crypt church, that was almost the same size, but they had about 800 seats there. And so they had us do a healing service, but they wanted one in the top and one in the bottom, like no live stream. And so Father Patrick led one in the top, and I led the one in the bottom. And there was probably close to 1,000 people there that were in the lower part. So we got to this point where after we preached the good news of Jesus the healer, because everyone knows Jesus the Savior, but we want to talk the good news of Jesus the healer, the one that everyone that came to Jesus for healing in the gospel stories was healed. He actually loves to heal. And so we're building faith in that. And then we do a series of corporate prayers where we have everyone pray with authority of the name of Jesus over the people near them that have conditions. And right as I start to, lead the prayer, repeat after me, in the name of Jesus, and everyone speaks, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you, shoulder, arm, wrist, whatever it is that we were praying for at the time. And right when I started to say, in the name of Jesus, and everyone repeated, a demon manifested in a woman, shrieking like, ah, like so annoying. And everyone kind of stopped and freaked out. And I just started saying, in the name of Jesus, never repeat in the name of Jesus. And I said, I speak to you, demon. And all 800 people, 1,000 people, I speak to you, demon, shut up now in Jesus' name. And they responded in Croatian, shut up now in Jesus' name. And all of a sudden the screaming went, hey. Yeah. And it was like a sign and a wonder in and of itself.
It
led to it was like, wow, the name of Jesus is more powerful than any evil spirit that's starting to freak people out here. That just popped in my mind right there, that the name of Jesus really is powerful over any evil spirit.
But too many baptized people are afraid of the devil.
Yeah.
Are afraid of like dark spirits and all that kind of stuff. And if you're baptized into Christ, you don't have to be afraid of anybody. They're defeated. I mean, totally defeated.
The devil's afraid of us.
Yeah, yeah. That's why he makes noise. Yeah. That's why.
So we had an amazing conference. It was really good to be with our brothers in Croatia. But we had a free day, and we got to spend some time in Split, where we were going to fly out of the next day. Mm-hmm. And the couple that was with us, amazing couple, spirit-filled couple, they took us to a restaurant. It was right on the sea, and they had fish and everything. And the waitress that was there, her name was Maria, and she was in her mid-20s. We were just so high off all of the conference stuff. And Father Patrick was like, hey there, like, is there anything, we like your cross. She had a cross on. You were just sharing good news. And she's like, is there anything that we could pray for you for? And she said, no, honestly, like, I believe in God. That's fine. But you don't need to pray for me. And I stopped her. I said, why? Like, what's going on, Maria? Like, why do you say that? And she said, honestly, I'm going through a terrible time right now. My husband, who I married, has divorced me. I have a 2-year-old son by myself, and I'm going through an annulment right now. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get a second chance in my life. And I remember stopping and feeling like the Holy Spirit saying, like, I need you to tell her the good news right now. And I stopped and I said, Maria, I got to tell you something right now. The only reason that you believe that God's not going to do anything good for you right now is because your faith in God, you believe in God, but your faith in God is based upon your experience and your past with Him. Mm-hmm. If you put your faith in what God hasn't done in your life in the past, nothing ever is going to change in your life. The focal point and reference of faith is not what's happened in your past, but it's His Word Himself. It's based upon who He is right now. He is God, and that His Word is good. And if you actually believe that, and invite that into your life will change. And why do I say that? Because that's exactly what happened in my life and continues to happen in my life. Mm-hmm. And she stopped and she started to kind of tear up, and she said, why is it that I've been Catholic my whole life and no one's spoken to me like this? And then she started to basically go on and share all of her frustration with her Croatian Catholic experience. She goes to Mass every week. She even goes to adoration and nothing changes. And she realized, I've been putting my faith in God based upon what He hasn't done in the past. And I basically said, I'm going to give you some scripture verses here, and I'm going to invite you to pray and do this. And as I'm saying this, Father Patrick is like, hey, I feel like the Lord says that there's something going on medically in your body right now. And is it your back or something? And she said, actually, I got diagnosed with cancer on one of my vocal cords. And that's why my voice is a little rough. How did you know that? And Father Patrick was talking about prophetic gifts. And so we ended up praying for her for healing, and she felt the presence of God come upon her. She had just been re-diagnosed with another tumor. It was so profound. So she ended up, as we left that night, we kind of closed out the night. Basically, we saw a woman with very little hope, very little faith, who told us that what happened in that one night restored her faith in Jesus completely and has given her a new connection with God that she's never had because of one encounter with God.
Yeah.
The encounter of God that we were able to bring through the power of the Holy Spirit completely changed this woman's life in 30 minutes. And I give thanks for all of the amazing miracles that we saw. We saw hundreds of people claim to experience 80% or more healing in their body, hundreds. But seeing this woman changed in the midst of a normal life, it just fills me up, man.
No, it's beautiful. It made me think about this last year. Bishop Scott McKay and I were doing a priest retreat, and then we offered anybody who wanted to come to do just to get some prophetic prayer individually with us. And so this one priest came in. He was an older man who had probably was just into retirement, but had been a major leader in the diocese for years. And we just sit down, and the person sits down, like you guys do this all the time, where just say, you know, before we pray for what you'd like prayer for, we're just going to listen to the Lord and see what He would like to say to you if we have something, you know. So we just prayed for a minute, and as soon as we turned and asked the Lord, and he had his eyes closed, and this was totally new for him, and he never had an experience like this at all, a prayer time kind of thing like this at all. And immediately, I just almost started weeping. The Lord said He's carrying huge wounds, being seriously mistreated by superiors. He's very, very hurt. And I said, Father, I don't know if this is true, but I'm just going to share with you what I feel in my heart right now. And I said that to him. Is this true? And he looked up. All of a sudden, he looked up. He goes, who told you that? Who told you that? And he was like really intense, like, no, who told you that? And I said, Father, no one told me that. Jesus told me that. Like, I don't know a single thing about you. I've never met you. And then it dawned on him. And he started to cry and he goes, does Jesus know me like that?
Whoa. And who is this guy?
It's a priest.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And like a retired priest who was a major leader. Like it just hit him. Like he knows me.
Wow.
He knows my hurt of stuff. And he's a noble guy and he doesn't talk about it, but he's carrying a deep, deep hurt and deep wound, even from the church in him. And isn't that beautiful? And it was
amazing.
So simple. And it happened in 5 and 10 minutes. And it was...
Yeah, what's going to do more for a person's life than, hey, can I pray with you and just listen to the Lord for you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good. Like, and Peter, like what we've experienced, what we've been equipped to do is something that God wants for everyone.
Right. It's not... Yeah, the problem, people listen to it, well, that's, of course, that's Patrick Rice. The guy's like super gifted. Or Peter Herbeck's been around doing this forever. Could never happen to me. That's not true. It's simply not true. And we could tell you tons of stories of brothers and sisters who God uses just because they believe, they have faith, they believe, they trust, and they put themselves out there and say, Lord, and they love. They love the person they're ministering to and give God permission. And there's so much more than what 90% of Catholics have ever even thought of was possible.
Yeah.
And that's really the heart of what you're doing, to try to bring people to see it and know it, not only for their own sake, and to bring healing to themselves and their marriages and their families, but healing for the church at large and reaching the lost. But go ahead.
I want to share one more story.
Please do.
I love impossible circumstances. Like things that on the outside look like these are impossible circumstances, because that's what Jesus encountered day in and day out in his life on the earth. We had at our summer intensive last year. Yeah. So our summer intensive is where you can actually go through four sample classes of each of the first four quarters to discern like whether this might be a good fit for you in this season. Yeah. We believe the Encounter School is for everyone, but it has to be the right time in your life. And so last year we had a guy come through the summer intensive and he had just been in a car accident and his spine was at a 90 degree angle, completely deformed. And the doctors were not able to do any more reconstructive surgery on it. So it was like the craziest thing in the world. So he's at the summer intensive, and during the third night on physical healing ministry, we taught the prayer model, and then we had an opportunity to be prayed for. And this guy, he, from what we gathered, didn't seem to like, I don't know how much faith he had, but he was being prayed for with just a team of our students. When they pray, they say, hey, what's going on? I was praying for you. Do you experience it? Are you experiencing anything? And he said, no. And then all of a sudden, one of the guys said, hey, can you just like test it out? Try and do something you couldn't do. And he said something along the lines of like, well, yeah, I can't like bend over. And then he said, well, can you just try to do it anyway? And he started to bend over and all of a sudden we heard pop, 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 pop. And his spine went from a 90 degree angle to the proper curvature, completely
healed.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Goes to his doctor. X-rays, all of it's completely legit. And actually, we're going to be filming a mini documentary on it.
Oh, wow.
Impossible circumstances. Jesus broke in through normal people.
Yeah, that's so good. Patrick, thank you for being with us. It's been a blessing. Want to tell our listeners how they can find out more about all the work you're doing.
Yes, we have an Encounter Conference July 16th to the 18th in Toledo, Ohio. And you can check that out at encounterconference.org. And you can learn about the Encounter School at encounterschool.org.
Friends, don't forget, please take in what you've heard today. God has a great plan for you, and he desires much to draw you into his mission. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says, we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes scripture, catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.